got up, exasperated, went into the corridor and paced up and down. But there it was too cold, so it was back into the compartment and another attempt to sleep, his thoughts and sensations befuddled by drowsiness. Cut off from the rest of the world, the atmosphere was that of a nightmare. Had the man above him just raised himself up on his elbows and leaned over to try and get a look at his companion? Maigret, meanwhile, didn't dare move. The half-bottle of Bordeaux and the two brandies he had drunk in the dining car lay heavy in his stomach. The night was long. Whenever the train stopped at a station, there was a babble of voices, footsteps in the corridors, doors slamming. It felt as if the train would never get going again. It sounded as if the man was crying. There were moments when he held his breath, then suddenly there'd be a snivel, and he would turn over and blow his nose. Maigret regretted leaving his first-class compartment occupied by the elderly couple. He dozed off, woke up, and drifted off again. Finally, unable to stand it any longer, he coughed to steady his voice and said, "Monsieur, would you kindly try to keep still?" He felt embarrassed because his voice sounded much sterner than he had intended. Supposing the man was ill? There was no answer. The tossing and turning stopped. The man must have been making a huge effort to avoid making the slightest sound, and it suddenly occurred to Maigret that it might not be a man after all, but a woman.